This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Note. This is the NY1US All-Star Note. This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.
KC2KOO Mobile.
Afternoon, Dave. W2WDS, how are you doing?
W2WDS. KC2KOO Mobile. Steve, we're doing all right, buddy. It's Friday. We're just finished up at our last site of the day here. Just working our way out of South Buffalo to start working our way north. How are things down in Naples this afternoon?
Very sunny and very warm. Not as bad as yesterday, though, but it's getting there.
Not bad here. It's 75, but it's still humid. That humidity, they said, was supposed to blow out of here. And it's better than it was yesterday, but it's still not, it's not gone, you know, so. And yeah, we got some kind of mixed bag of sun and clouds kind of bouncing all over the place here. So, you know, not bad, you know, not bad. You know, it's a little definitely less oppressive than yesterday. So, what's new, buddy? Anything? Any plans for the weekend?
Not too much other than loading the car with them radios. Already made contact with the gentleman you put me in touch with, and he's got Dell's information, and they're going to text back and forth and find out what's a good time to pick that stuff up.
All right, that's fantastic, buddy. That's fantastic. Oh, that's good. No, that sounds fantastic. Wow, I just driving by an actual ice cream truck. I haven't seen one of those in forever. One of the, you know, the old neighborhood ones. Wow, looks like it's from the 80s, but it looks like it's still going. That's cool. So, other than that, yeah, no, that sounds good. So, I'm glad I had to reach out, and that sounds like things are just moving along. So, how's the clean out of the house going?
Very, very small, but I'm getting in. I've got a hole in this room that you wouldn't believe, and even the girl says, what'd you get rid of? And I said, a lot of things.
Dean, I imagine it's hard. I mean, you know, I moved once in my lifetime, and I don't want to do it again because it was, you know, you don't realize how much stuff you have until you got to move it all. But how long have you been up that way there?
30 years. That's long enough to collect a lot of stuff.
Well, I was going to say, absolutely, Dean. That's that's, you know, a good chunk of a life's worth of stuff to have. Well, at least you're making the progress and going, you know, moving from there. And are you taking a bit of the furniture and that up north, or are they furnishing everything for you?
No, everything's going to be refurnished. Bedding. The only thing I'm taking up is my power easy chair and my television. That's about it. The rest of the stuff is going to be taken care of down here. A lot of the chairs aren't too good because I've got a cat. You know, cats like to do the furniture.
Yes, sir. They like to shred it.
Well, he's a good shredder, anyhow. And I see he had his company on television advertising, Monster Tree Service. Cat's name's Monster, so I'm trying to get him to cut me in on some of the deal, but he isn't talking.
Hopefully he doesn't, you know, get himself into a catastrophe of some sort there. You know, not cutting Dad in on the deal, that's unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, we're worried about how he's going to adjust, because it's going to be a whole new thing, and he's been here ever since he was a kitten when I got him, so this is all he knows. So anytime you move anything, he's kind of lost, so that's going to be interesting up there.
Yeah, well, you know, Dean, you know, cats can adapt. Some adapt better than others. I understand the concern for sure. But, you know, the biggest thing is you'll be there with them. So, hopefully he adjusts well and doesn't take the change out on any of the new furniture or bedding or anything that you're getting.
Yeah, I think we got that all figured out. The daughter is where the molding is, and that she's putting up soft hind where he scratches. So anytime he digs, he won't get the molding, but he'll get the scratching area. We're going to get him a new scratching post. We can get him to do that.
Oh, that sounds good, Dean. It sounds like you guys already got a plan of attack going, and yeah, now it sounds like you got a plan. So now does she have any pets at all?
She's got an older cat. That's going to be interesting. So that's going to be a gated doorway until they see how they get along. They're going to have to hiss at each other through the gated doorway, and then we'll see what happens. Hopefully, he'll take to them all right.
Either alone, or you'll have a WWE SmackDown going on at a new place there. So yeah, well, you know, again, it sounds like going to be adjustments for everybody, but yeah, you just take it a step at a time and go from there. And I guess, Dean, if anything, you know, if it ends up turning into a SmackDown, well, I guess you got some quality entertainment.
Well, I kind of hate to do that. Her cat is very old, a little sickly, and he's 5-6 years old, so he's in his prime right now.
No, and of course, for anybody listening, I'm just joking. No, and that's, you know, the best thing to do is keep them separated, slowly get used to each each other, things like that. And well, and hopefully your cat will recognize that, you know, the other one's older and that, and like just leave him alone, let him do his thing. I don't, most of the time cats get along. I mean, at least in my experience, they have their moment, but I don't know. I find they seem to get along. So I wish you the best on that, because I understand that could be stressful, and that could be touchy. Are they both male cat or female cat or one of each?
They're both fixed male, and the one is, like I say, her cat is a lot older. He's got kidney problems, you know, things like that with his age, and I just don't want one of mine beating up on him.
Well, that's the whole thing, Dean. That's the whole thing. So, and that's why, you know, it's not to do what you're going to do. You know, maybe keep them separated, gate or something for a little bit. Have them interact through the gate and see what happens. If they're sniffing each other and being friendly, that's fine. If they're trying to put the claws through the gate as you hit each other, well, then you got an idea that things are not so hot.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're planning on doing. I mean, he may get the run of the house if he behaves, but if he don't, he's going to be in the room with me and not get out. So, well, that's not much of a life, but he's used to it. You don't go outdoors. There are too close to the road, too many critters out there that like to eat cats. So I keep him in. He's always been an indoor cat. W2WDX.
Well, that's the whole thing, Dean, you know, and that's it, and they'll learn, you know, again, just got to get used to each other and everything else, so, W2WDF, KC2KOL Mobile, so, yeah, one step at a time, Dean, so are they actively working on the room for you at this point? I mean, still got quite a bit to go on it, or are they getting it out and it out pretty quick?
No, they were waiting for the architect and things like that, and it's got to go through all that, and once they start, they figure they may start in August and be done by September.
Oh, okay, very good. Oh, yeah, moving right along. So, well, that'll be good. So, man, what else going on down in Naples? Anything?
Oh, pretty peaceful here. I was kind of surprised. Not much going on. Haven't seen the neighbor. He usually goes over business once in a while. Haven't seen him today. Things have been kind of on the quiet side today. Of course, it's a little bit warm. Probably don't want to come out of the air.
You know, quiet Friday's not a bad day. No, it is not. It's, you know, one of those things, kind of after the last few days, I'm kind of looking, hopefully have a quiet Friday here. Go home, have some dinner. I don't know. I don't feel very, very adventurous. I have a new piece of network equipment that should have been delivered, with the mail today. So, I don't know. Usually I get right after that. When a new toy comes in, I get right after it. But I don't know. I'm just seeing how the day goes, buddy. I'm just kind of tired, you know, just looking to coast into the weekend, though. See what we got going. Sunday's going to be a busy day. Tomorrow, you know, I don't know what we got tomorrow. I mean, look at the weather, you know. But, no, very good, so. And heard anyone else on the repeater, or has it been pretty quiet?
Pretty quiet. Heard some in the morning a little bit. Jimmy gets on, and some of the folks there that connect, and that's about all I've heard. I usually keep it on, hear it all the time. When I'm near it, I can hear it. And, tomorrow we're supposed to sun in the morning and rain in the afternoon.
And to Isaac.
Go ahead.
There he is. Come on in. Let him go right out.
Met with me, or did last week. So you're moving from Naples to what community when it comes back to you again? And Dave, any radio news? BT is still running the loop.
Good afternoon, Lynn. There he is. Come on in, sir. Good afternoon. And, it's very strange. Not a word on that. They have not updated. They have a webpage saying that they're doing a loop. And there's been no update since, with 3 March, I think. Just says that they're running the loop, which to me is bizarre because you're not making any money or anything at all on that. I don't understand what they're doing. So, I do check it every so often. About once a month, I take a look, Lynn, see if there's any update on there for you. I haven't looked today. I need to take a look at what's gone on with the licensing and thing, how many stations to put FTAs in and things like that. I know last week there was another 5 a.m. that had FTAs for, there were 3 of them that due to